Rabbit.
First day of the month.
Yep.
That's say what it. You say.
You get 31 days of good luck if you, first thing as you jump out of bed, say rabbit.
Mm-hmm. And if you forget, tonight when you go to bed, you
last
say.
Last thing you say, tibbar, which is rabbit backwards.
And then even if you forget again.
Chance, get up tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning you wake up and you say carrot.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you get good luck. And if you forget all three times, then you're on your own.
Yep. Start buying the rabbit's feet.
Exactly.
But it is also not only the first day of the new month in July, named for Julius Caesar, but it's also Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yeah.
Which a day that I know that you enjoy.
My favorite day of the week. It really is, because I love these rock and roll trivia
questions. You're going to like today.
I have no idea where they come from. I have no idea what he's going to ask, folks.
And today's an easy one. I mean, folks, this is an easy one for a lot of you folks who are, rock and roll aficionados, regardless of your age.
What's your question? Get your motor running. I'm ready.
Right out on the highway. It's number one hits is our category. 49 years ago this day.
49 years ago. Okay.
This was the number one tune in the land. So it's 1965. I'm handing Ron the platter on the Columbia record label. Here we go.
I can't wait.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. What a great song.
Play a song for me.
Do you remember the first time you ever heard it?
Yes, I do.
I mean, it had such a distinctive sound. I remember just catching me and you're like, wow.
It blew me away.
It was that 12-string.
Yeah.
That 12-string guitar.
That Rickenbacker.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Birds.
The Birds.
It was a Bob Dylan song.
Yes.
But I first heard it by the Birds.
Yep.
And you're right. I mean, they sounded so different. And I can remember having that kind of a reaction when I heard the Beatles, of course. But when I heard the Birds, that made a huge impact on me as well.
Gene Clark, Michael Clark. Chris Hillman, David Crosby,
Jim McGuinn,
who was kind of the front man.
Later became Roger McGuinn.
Yes, exactly. But what a fantastic group!
Yeah,
who carried the '60s as the banner for
country rock.
Yep, and then of course Hillman and some of those guys floated on to the Flying Burrito Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then there were all sorts of splinters. Of course, David Crosby went over to. Stills and Nash.
And then they added Young.
And it was the Birds were on the cutting edge of not only the folk scene in the 60s, but then the country rock scene at the end of the decade and early part of the 70s.
But they really had a distinctive sound due mostly to that guitar.
Yeah, that 12-string that McGuinn played.
Yeah, exactly.
I loved it.
Yeah, that's a good tune, man. I had no idea what you were going to play today, but I love that one.
It's a good one.
Hey, listen, thanks.
You're welcome. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yep.